Dear heart dwellers, may you follow the Lord and seek only His truth, no matter what the cost. Amen. May the Lord give you the wisdom of Solomon, the resoluteness of King David, and may the love of God in your heart conquer every dominance of the flesh in your lives. May you be set free from all that hinders truth. Amen. Dear family, when a person opposes you or thinks badly of you and then passes, you may have a dream in which they appear and apologize. When my mother passed, she came back escorted by Jesus in a dream and said, it was really true. Now, what she meant about that was that she didn't believe me when I told her that she had done her job on earth and she was going to heaven. She thought I was just trying to make her feel good while she was passing, and I could sense her unbelief, and it was very grievous to me. So I was thankful when the Lord brought her back to apologize, basically. During prayer time, I saw the mother of Jesus holding out a purple stole with golden embroidery of a crown of thorns at the point where the two sides are connected in the middle, the part that goes behind the priest's neck. She was giving it to the youngest member in our community, the African-American brother, who got up and left 2 years ago from Louisiana on his first day of college with nothing to come here and give his life to the Lord. He has been persecuted and even beaten because of his beliefs when he had to go home for a visit. Now the pastor had slammed him up against the wall and rebuked him for his beliefs in front of the Sunday congregation. And some people were scandalized by that. But he's a very meek and gentle young man. Even birds land in his hand. So he was really sad that this happened to him. Well, not long after that debacle, the pastor died. And one night he appeared to the brother in a dream and said, "So you want to live for God alone? You've given up the world and only want to love and serve Him? That's wonderful. Don't give up. It is a worthy life. Persevere to the end." And that's me paraphrasing what he said. Well, today, the Blessed Mother was offering him a precious purple stole with the embroidered golden thread, making a crown of thorns, which I call the crown of scorns. She said, "You may receive scorn and contempt from people, but you are my priest, and I approve of you." Now, this is the Blessed Mother speaking to the young man. "Blessed are the little ones, for they shall be honored in heaven for their littleness." She continued, "I wish for you all to humble yourselves like little children. I want you to appear without significance before men. I want to give you gifts that can only be kept safe by the littleness of a soul. All of you are called to this despicable littleness as a way of life. So much damage has been done to the church because of haughtiness, pomp, and vain display. My son never intended his church to be this way. Some special things for the mass, but not the excess that speaks of kings and princes. I want people to love Jesus for who he is, not for all the glorious vestments and accessories that the church has been known for. When my son returns, things will be much, much different. Each parish will be supplied with simple and inexpensive things, not the pomp of kings and princes. He will be approachable, but still very, very holy and inspiring much reverence. The focus will be on authentic piety and deep humility. The parishes will be small but adequate, places where peasants will feel right at home. No longer will prelates lust after beautiful ornamentation, extravagant architecture, and all that goes with it. Covetousness will be unknown, and all will compete to be the very littlest among us. If I could give you an understanding of the power of humility, she continued, you would never again want to be recognized or praised. You see, where humility is, there is a certain emptiness that draws down upon itself the most profound blessings of God. He cannot resist a humble soul. That soul is like a vacuum that the Holy Spirit rushes to fill with His graces. And if these graces are tended with love and great care, they grow and increase the soul in holiness, so much so that the angels tremble in amazement. This is what I would choose for you if you are willing. Always seek to be the last. Do not give a quick answer in defense of yourself. Allow others to finish their sentences. Do not work to validate yourselves or defer a possible criticism. This is not the world. This is a piece of heaven on earth. And as such, you must be like the angels among men. Please, my precious children, do not rush to be on top of things. Have it all under control and be seen as having it all together. Truly, this is the wrong direction for you. Rather, be meek, humble, little, slow to speak, and gently affirmative with others. This is a place for gentleness, not bravado or accomplishment, or to sound highly efficient. Be little, little, little. Of no account, ready to take the blame for things you haven't even done without taking offense. Be little, be humble, be reverent, and leave the ways of the world on the outside. This is my choice for you, beloved ones. Deep, deep humility. Humility like that of my son.